see, I did go through this and get it all worked out. If I said to you, what did you do yesterday morning, what would you say? Did you play?
Chores or nothing, or well, how you, wouldn't you put it?
You did the chores, you...
Did my work.
Uh-huh. If you're doing a job and you see something is out of place, you say, oh, that...
Belongs. That's not where it belongs.
Uh-huh.
Do that with that boy a whole lot. He don't put stuff where it belongs. I'll have to get ask him to get him put it away.
If I said, should that be there, you'd say,
no, it shouldn't be there.
If you make up your mind that you won't do something and somebody says, well, somebody keeps pestering you to do it, you finally say, well, I've made up my mind and I
won't do it.
Do people around here ever use the expression might could? I might could do it?
Might do it, may do it.
Uh-huh. What a happy little baby. Good.
You go to sleep. You go to sleep.
If you're walking down the street with somebody and you decide you've gone far enough, and he says, oh, come on, go another mile with me, you say, I'm sorry, this is...
far as I'm going.
If you can do something pretty well, but there's somebody else who can do it better, and somebody asks you to do it, you say, well, ask him because he can...
He'll can do it so much better. Better get him.
Uh-huh. If we have, some things set up, let's say that we get these piles again. We'll get a pile here and a pile here. And you and I will share this pile. So we'd say this pile is whose?
Ours.
Uh-huh. And let's say this pile belongs to me. So this pile, you say, is
mine.
Uh-huh. And we have a pile here that
belongs to you.
It belongs to me. It's
yours.
Uh-huh. I wanted to ask you about how you built your house when you built it.
How I built
it? Yeah. Did you just hire a carpenter and let him do it all, or?
No, we children helped. We drove nails and added material here and there to the carpenters when they were working. They'd want this or that, and they'd ask us to hand it to them, we'd hand it up to them.
Uh-huh. Were these local men, or from Chandler, or...?
From Sparks. The carpenter was from Sparks, and the helper was a neighbor around here. He came in to help us build.
Uh-huh. How did you get your lumber? Did you cut your...
All that in the wagon.
Well, it was all mill lumber shipped in, or...?
Oh, yes. It was shipped in to lumber yard, and we went to lumber yard and bought the lumber to build the house.
Uh-huh.
The first old house was a saw log taken to the mill and sawn in the lumber, and then the hole went back from the mill and put it on our built a house.
Well, what would you call it if somebody had a wagon with a bunch of logs on it? What would you say he was doing?
Logging.
Well, what would he be? He'd be what? What would he be
taking
doing?
Taking logs to the mill. A logger taking logs to the mill for lumber.
Uh-huh. That would be hauling them?
Hauling the logs.
Mm-hmm. If they took a team and put a chain on a log,
drag
to,
it
to get it out, how would you say they got it out?
Dragging it, uh-huh. Drag it out.
Uh-huh. Did they do that much here? Make
oh,
lumber?
Yes, they didn't drag and roll it out here where they can load it on the wagon.
Uh-huh. Was this lumber country at all?
Oh, no. No, there was quite a bit of oak lumber here, but not trying to say a lumber country at all.
Well, I wanted to ask you, if something has been going on for a week, you say it hasn't been going on for a short time, it's been going on for...
quite a while.
I think I'm going to have to let Danny talk into this thing. Say something, Danny.
What?
Anything.
Anything? Well, I can break it again?
Yeah. Let's see if he can do it.
I don't think I can.
Go ahead.
You're going to break, machine.